Good morning. It's February 13, 2012. The time is 10:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Monday. What looks to be clear blue skies out here in my part of the world. Temperature-wise, though, it's 28 degrees. It's a little bit cold. Yesterday was a lot colder. We got the sun shining with the clear blue skies this morning. Very cold yesterday, but I ended up doing something that's not really the norm during the winter, and that we barbecued up some steaks yesterday. Grilled, got the grill out, lit up the charcoal, and grilled some steaks, and it was a special dinner there for the missus. It was her birthday yesterday, so I braved the cold, but it was well worth it because there were some very delicious steaks, and having a grilled steak in the middle of winter, it very enjoyable. But it's slightly chilly today, but the sun is out. I'll keep things warmed up. But this audio boo is my daily audio boo for the February challenge, where you do an audio boo each day for the month of February. And today's suggested topic, which I'm going to go ahead and talk about here, is what was the first record you bought? And this would have to go back to just after I first started high school. I ended up buying, and you can tell by the cover art what album it was. Of course, they were vinyl back then. It was Paul McCartney and Wings' Band on the Run. It was a song that I still enjoy listening to this day, and I think there was another Jet was also on that particular album. And I didn't really buy any records until I got into high school, I guess. I was always listening to my younger sister's records, I guess, not really acquiring an interest in I liked listening to music, like listen to the back then AM radio ruled. So, I got my consumed, I guess, my music content back then via the AM radio, transistor radio. And but Paul McCartney's Wings Band on the Run was the very first record that I bought in my life, and it was $9, I think, back then. That was a lot of money. It's either nine or $12 or something. I just had to be very rich. But I ended up collecting quite a few albums of the various groups. But that was my first. So by today's standards, though, I have some vinyl because I had. It seemed on my travels when I was in the service, I had all my albums sort of lifted, stolen from my luggage that was being transported from one base to the other when I was in transit and changing duty stations. But with this thing we call the internet, we have all the music we want to listen to at our fingertips, and that's one of the wonders of this internet. So that's all I have for today. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.